Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98 FM.
It's time to beat Barry.
Not physically. 98 FM.
Yes, every single time, every single Thursday, we, at this time, that's what I'm trying to say, we have a quiz between the man, the myth and the legend, as I always say, Barry Dunn, and of course the most competitive woman in Ireland, Leanne Hanafin. It is a music quiz. They will go up against each other to see who can be the winner of Beat Barry. How are we both feeling this week?
I am feeling good. Can I just say as well that Paul Ryder is like the hurler on the ditch here, right? Because he's setting you and me up, Leanne, against each other. He's like the kid in the corner of the room going, you fight each other there.
Yeah.
He's shouting aggro in
he's
the corner.
He's egging us on.
Yeah.
I feel a bit, I feel like this is the week where something is going to happen. Because the last 2 weeks that we've been playing this, it has been a draw.
It has been.
Mm. Surely we can't get that 3 weeks in a row, right? One of us is going to win.
First of all, Barry, I refute your claims there about the fact that I am a wedge in between the two of you. I am a, what's the word?
Mediator?
Mediator.
I don't know about that.
Speaking of mediation, it's time. Question number one. And clip number one.
Leanne's going to get
love
this.
Is my only desire. Relight my fire.
So, that's Take That with
yes,
Relight My Fire, a number one hit from 1993. The song features guest vocals from who? Oh, you're both.
La la la.
If it was a cave orgy, you'd be typing furiously.
Look at the smug head on Leanne Hanafin. Oh. Look at the smugness.
I love this game.
See, I didn't need to cause any sort of mess. Clip number two for question number two.
Yeah, I don't want to hear me, you just want to dance.
That was a top 10 hit for Outkast with Hey Ya, but what year was it released? Don't forget, if you're playing at home or in the office, grab your pen and paper, play along to see who can beat Barry. Both got an answer down?
Yeah, I've written something down.
Right.
Yeah.
Question number three, it's clip number three. It was a 2017 hit for Calvin Harris with Frank Ocean and Migos. What was the song called? 2017 hit for Calvin Harris, Frank Ocean, Migos, but what was the song
doodle, 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 doodle.
Called?
Doodle. Oh.
You know the tune, Barry. You need the song name. I have something written down.
Have you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I think I'm like, I'd say 95% sure.
Barry, what percent are you sure?
I'm 0% sure because I've put down the song that he did with Katy Perry. But as a placeholder, because I'm sure I'll get it before.
Just as an answer. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're in the 20s for your next question. Here's your clip for question four.
Watch me dance.
That is a 2023 hit for Dua Lipa, of course, called Dance the Night. It featured on the soundtrack from which movie from that year? Oh, they both have one for that one. Barry, you get to choose the theme for our final question. And the themes this week are girls or boys?
Oh, what a choice. I'll go for the girls.
You're going for the girls, right. Here's your clip. Was a top five hit for Louise in 1996 with Naked. Oh, I think Barry could click this. Louise was originally a member of a 90s girl group. Please name that group.
I've never heard that song in my entire life.
Yeah. Have you heard of Louise Redknapp?
Yes.
Okay.
She's married to a footballer.
Harry. Yes.
Let me extend the hand of friendship and say, if it's any clue to you, they don't get on anymore. This former girl band and Louise, I don't think they're on speaking
great terms.
They're not
okay.
On great terms.
Okay.
There you go. They have their answers in, but now it's up to me to see who is going to win this week's Beat Barry.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.
Bizarre and Ganji Brown. I'm going to get you what an apt song, as we are currently in the midst of playing Beat Barry, Leanne v Barry in a music quiz. They've given their answers. It's time to find out who is going to take it this week.
98 FM.
Now, do we do a little swap of answers?
Please swap over your answers for the two of you so that we can fairly correct this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry.
We are going to click right in. For the 90s, your clip was this. And your question was, Take That's Relight My Fire was a number one hit from 1993. The song features guest vocals from who? And you both said...
Lulu.
Absolutely correct. Woo. Congratulations to the two of you. Clip number two was from the noughties. This was the clip. Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance. It was a top 10 hit for Outkast with Hey Ya. But what year was it released? Leanne, what did Barry say?
Barry said 2009.
And Leanne said 2006.
I can confirm that the winner is neither of you.
Aww.
It was 2003.
Wow.
I wrote that down first.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Look at my scribbled out answer.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to take the answer without the scribbles through it. Clip number three for question number three is in the tens. Here's the clip. That was a 2017 hit for Calvin Harris with Frank Ocean and Migos. The song was called...
Barry said, Blue.
And Leanne said...
Leanne said, I'm kicking myself when I saw her answer because she got it right. Slide.
Leanne was correct. So, at the moment it lies that it is 2 to Leanne and 1 to Barry. Yes?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. Moving swiftly on to the 20s and your clip was... Watch me. That was a 2023 hit for Dua Lipa called Dance the Night. It featured on the soundtrack from the movie. What?
Barry said Barbie.
And Leanne said Barbie.
Woo!
Which is the correct answer. Congratulations. And of course, Barry got to choose girls or boys. And Barry aptly chose the girls. The question was... It's a top five hit for Louise in 1996 with Naked. Louise, originally a member of the big 90s girl group, but name the group. Oh. Leanne, you said...
Well, Barry said Eternal.
And?
Leanne said, and one of us is correct on this, Leanne said Atomic Kitten.
Leanne, you... Wrong. Barry, you were correct. Which means, for the third week running...
Guys!
It is now a tie between Leanne and Barry. So we'll have to roll over to next week to find out who is going to beat Barry.
She's fuming. She's fuming. Look at her.
I hate a draw.
She's fuming.
Is she ever going to take the win or will Barry beat her all the way to the top? You'll have to tune in next week. Barry, you're on at 1 o'clock with all the good time anthems.
Absolutely. And cash machine details too.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.